This is Patrick Donahue of the Bible Crossfire radio program. Most churches have the hymn, Nothing But the Blood, in their songbooks. It is number 376 in our books. The song expresses the importance of the blood, or the death of Christ, to our salvation. Part of the song goes like this. What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. It goes on to say, nothing can for sin atone. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. The song expresses such a critically important truth. In Matthew chapter 26, verse 28, Jesus said, for this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. So our salvation from sin is made possible by the blood of Christ. It is the earning basis for the remission of our sins. Without Jesus' death, we would have no hope. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 7 reads, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace. Now, redemption has the idea of buying back, like you might redeem something at a pawn shop. So the analogy is that we are in the possession of the devil because of our sin, and Jesus buys us back with his blood. It is a gift. It is undeserved. And that is why it is called grace. Revelation chapter 1, verse 5 says, unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood. We wash our hands with soap and water, but the blood of Christ is what washes away our sins. 1 John chapter 1, verse 7 reads, but if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ his Son cleanseth us from all sin. So what actually cleanses our sins? It is the blood of Christ. But notice from the verse we just read, 1 John 1, 7, something that many preachers overlook. The blood of Christ is what cleanses us from our sin, but it is conditional. We have to do something for the blood to cleanse us. We have to, quote, walk in the light. Now, the light is referring to the light of God's Word. So this verse is teaching we must walk in God's Word. We must follow the Bible's teachings for our sins to be cleansed by Jesus' blood. Many say there is nothing we have to do to be saved, but this verse refutes that notion. A simple verse like John 3:16 refutes the notion also. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. So we have to believe in Jesus in order to receive the benefits of Jesus' blood, his death. 2 Thessalonians 1 verse 8 shows that not only do we have to believe, but we also have to obey. It says, in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God and that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 22 tells us the connection between obedience and the cleansing of our sins. It says, seeing ye have purified your souls in obeying the truth. Let me ask you, have you ever obeyed the truth? Obeyed the gospel as these two passages direct? If not, then your soul has never been purified from sin. Acts chapter 2, verse 38 reads, then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. This verse is parallel to the passage we read earlier, Matthew 26:28. That verse said Jesus' blood was shed for the remission of sins. This verse, Acts 2:38, says we repent and are baptized for the remission of sins. So if Matthew 26:28 proves Jesus' blood is necessary to the forgiveness of sins, then the same wording in Acts 2:38 would prove our repentance and baptism is necessary to the forgiveness of sins. See my point?